The National Cotton Council joined 40 other agriculture organizations on a letter to House and Senate leadership to express significant concerns about legislative proposals that would jeopardize the future of family-owned farm and ranch businesses. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us with more information on the council's work to protect current tax policy that is important for farmers and others in agriculture.
Discussions and negotiations on a broad infrastructure package are continuing in Washington this week, and there are multiple tracks where this is moving. The one that seems to be most focused at this time is a group of Senate Republicans that are negotiating with the White House on trying to come up with a compromise infrastructure package that would largely be focused on traditional infrastructure improvements, roads, bridges, ports, and other types of physical infrastructure. And it seems like those discussions are progressing in a positive way, but there's still no breakthrough at this point. And one of the more challenging pieces is likely to be how this infrastructure package would be paid for. And obviously, one of the concerns there are some of the tax policy changes that have been identified by the administration, some of those dealing with changes in stepped-up basis, increased capital gains taxes, like-kind exchanges, and possibly even changes to the estate tax, all which would be very detrimental to farm families and others in rural America and ag businesses. And so the National Cotton Council, we're continuing to keep our focus on that issue and making sure that we can protect current tax policy that is important for our members and others within agriculture.
In addition to those discussions between Senate Republicans and the White House, there is activity on the House side as well.
The House Democrats are moving towards having a committee markup on their version of a transportation infrastructure package in the coming weeks. And then this week, House Republicans introduce their version of the proposal as well. And so I think certainly in the coming weeks, as we move into the summer, this is going to be one of the central areas of focus for Congress and the White House. And it's yet to be seen if a package begins to come together, how much of that may also incorporate some of the climate policy that the administration is focused on, and some of which could involve agriculture and producers as well.